So are you ready? It's Christmas Eve. If you didn't notice, the 24th, tomorrow is Christmas Day, which means it's time to be ready. Right? And no matter how beautifully your halls are decked or not, no matter how many presents are wrapped or not, no matter how many appetizers or desserts you have already eaten or are going to consume, no matter what your plan is tonight or tomorrow, no matter whether you have butterflies in your stomach and you feel the Christmas spirit or not, Christ is coming. This is the good news that Luke speaks. He is very particular about the timing. He tells us that Augustus was emperor and that it was census time. Every 14 years, the Roman Empire had a census, partially to make sure that everybody who was old enough was signed up for the military, because we had Pax Romana only one way, and that was to have a good, strong military. Right? But Jewish people could not be in that military because they could become problem makers. So why were Mary and Joseph made to go and be part of the census? Because they could still pay taxes. So Jewish people also had to return to their hometown so that they could pay their taxes. 80 miles from Nazareth to the city of David, Bethlehem. They couldn't have been ready. I cannot imagine that Mary said, "Ooh, this is what I want to do right now." Right? They couldn't have been any more ready for Christmas than somebody who doesn't even have a tree up yet. She would be far from the women that she trusted and knew so well. Far from comfortable. Far from prepared. But while they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child. It wasn't picturesque, but it was dry and quiet and warm. There, with the animals, God was born to us. He took his first breath, something that all humans have had, and God hadn't had until the time came. Those tiny baby lungs filled with air. And since then, we have imagined the scene, haven't we? Mary wrapping him tightly in bands of cloth, laying him there on the hay in the manger. Children play with manger scenes. I've heard about people who have it under their tree so their grandchildren come and play with it. We tell the story with the warmest, most emotive adjectives we can murmur. We sing carols and lullabies, and artists depict the scene. During Advent this year, one of our Sunday school classes has been studying the ways the story of Jesus' birth has been depicted throughout history in art. And Sunday, as we looked at paintings of the Nativity throughout the centuries in order, we noticed that over and over again, an ox and a donkey were pictured side by side with their necks just leaned over the manger. So I did a little research. Since the 4th century, the ox and the donkey have appeared in artists' paintings of the Nativity. They're symbolic, to be present beside the manger. There, side by side, they worship. The ox is a ritually clean animal. He represents the Jewish people. The donkey is not a ritually clean animal. And he represents the Gentiles and everybody else. But here at the manger, the time came for them to come together and to worship. The time came for divisions to cease. The time came for justice. The time came to respect one another. The time came for oppression to end. The time came for love for all people. The time came for peace. Whether the world was prepared or not, the time came. As you welcome the Lord again this night, you are invited to the manger. Notice those who are invited beside you. Who is the ox? Who is the donkey? Who is clean? Who is unclean? Who is insider? Who is outsider? The time came, and they all crowded in to peer over the side of the manger and worship the babe lying there. Thanks be to God. Amen.